Are you new in Sweden and wondering how social codes and body language work in Swedish workplaces? What do you need to consider fitting in? In this episode, we provide tips for you to thrive and truly succeed at work. Welcome to the New in Sweden podcast, a podcast where we explain, provide tips, and give good advice about searching for a job and working in Sweden. The podcast is aimed at those who are new in the country. The title of today's episode is Social Codes and Body Language in Swedish Workplaces. In the studio, you find me, Sisa Mandani, and my colleague Per Axelsson, and we work at the Swedish Public Employment Service. To all of you who have listened to the podcast before, welcome back. And to all new listeners, a very warm welcome. Great that you found us. And at the end of this episode, I hope that Per will share some of his real super tips. Per, have you ever worked abroad?
Yes, I have. In Sydney, Australia, many years ago.
Wow, was it easy for you to fit in at work?
It was a bit special. I didn't think there was such a big cultural difference between Sweden and Australia, but there were some.
All right, can you give an example?
Yeah, my colleagues told me on the first day that it was very important to arrive at work before the boss and leave after he had gone home.
Well, that's not quite how it is here in Sweden. But social codes are important and body language is important at work.
It is. But before we dwell into body language, Sisa, what do you think we mean when we say social codes?
Good question. Social codes are the unwritten rules and norms in the workplace. It covers everything from how to greet your colleagues to how to behave in meetings and during coffee breaks.
Thanks. When it comes to body language, it's a powerful tool for understanding and communicating with colleagues.
Absolutely. And I think in Sweden and the whole Nordic region are a bit special, right? Imagine coming from a foreign culture. Then it can be a challenge to understand the codes here.
Yes, it can be.
Per, what should someone new in Sweden consider at work?
One tip that I find important is to beware of eye contact. In Swedish culture, eye contact is considered a sign of honesty and engagement in the conversation.
Yeah, and I know in some cultures, avoiding eye contact with the opposite gender is common. And for many who are new in Sweden, I know this can be a challenge.
Yes, of course, tricky in the beginning, but you learn quickly.
I'm also thinking about another important thing. When you meet someone here in Sweden, you extend your hand for a firm handshake and simply say, "Hi, I'm Ziza." But in other cultures, it may be more natural to greet someone with a kiss on the cheeks, for example.
Exactly. That would be odd to do here in Sweden. And when we talk about meetings, it's essential to sit upright and listen carefully to show that you're interested.
I'm thinking about another thing. In some parts of the world, it's normal to stand close when talking. How would you say it's here in Sweden?
That's a very good question, Sisa. You should avoid standing too close when you're talking to someone here in Sweden. People really don't like that. This is a typical unwritten social code in Sweden.
But how do I know what the rules are if they're unwritten and not written anywhere?
One step is to observe how others behave at work. Be curious. Dare to ask your colleagues and boss for help.
Good advice. Workplace culture can also differ between companies, right?
Absolutely. Each workplace has its own work culture.
How can one understand if someone is interested or uninterested in what you're saying at work?
I would say if someone smiles, nods, or maintains eye contact during the conversation, it's usually a sign of interest. If someone looks away or crosses their arms, it may be a signal of disinterest.
What else should one consider in the workplace?
Be punctual. and respect others' time.
Yes, indeed. Being on time every day shows that you take your job seriously and respect others' time.
Yes, and if, for some reason, you can't arrive on time, it's very important to communicate it in some way and, of course, apologize for being late.
Very important. And another thing, coffee breaks, fika, are also something typical Swedish where you can get to know your colleagues, right?
Yes, we love fika and coffee breaks here in Sweden. And many workplaces have coffee breaks. I would say it's a good opportunity to get to know them you're working with, talk about news, weather, what their plans are for the weekend.
Misunderstandings can sometimes occur at work due to cultural differences. But how should one handle that?
An important step is to be aware that cultural clashes can happen and not take it personally. It's usually not a big deal.
Per, it's time to wrap up. And as usual, I hope you have some super tips for those who are new here in understanding and adapting to Swedish work culture.
Absolutely. Not really tips, but good advice. So my first one is, in Sweden, equality is important. We treat everyone equally, regardless of gender, age, or where they come from. Number two, we resolve conflicts through discussions. This means avoiding open confrontations and instead seeking solutions together. And number three, teamwork and collaboration are also essential, and you listen to others' opinion before deciding. And finally, don't forget to be yourself.
I really liked the last thing you said. You should definitely be yourself and try to learn new things and adapt to the workplace social codes. Thank you for listening, and we will talk again soon.
You have been listening to the New in Sweden podcast by Arbetsförmedlingen. You can find all previous episodes at arbetsförmedlingen.se/play. If you have any questions, tips or ideas, please email us at podcast@arbetsförmedlingen.se. This episode was produced in the autumn of 2024.